Hundreds of tourists visit Phnom Penh's Genocide Museum each day to view the Khmer Rouge's torture and execution prison. The Tuol Sleng Genocide Museum, as it is called, has become a popular stop on the tourist trail. In this former school, thousands of so-called enemies of the revolution were tortured to extract confessions of their supposed guilt. On Thursday, dozens of government officials, donors and staff from the UN-backed War Crimes Court came here for the memorial's unveiling. Also present were family members of victims and two of the men who survived the prison, Chum Mei, who repaired typewriters, and Bu Meng, an artist. They were kept alive by the prison commander, Comrade Doik, because they had skills he could use. Almost every other prisoner was executed. The new monument, a stupa, was built following a request from plaintiffs at the War Crimes Court that jailed Comrade Doik for life in 2012. One of those plaintiffs was Im Sun Thi, whose husband, a renowned Cambodian professor, was murdered here. She is glad to see the memorial unveiled.
Now that the memorial has been built, it gives us some relief from the pain, because now we have a place to pay our respects for those who died in Cambodia, as well as those who died in this place.
The names of more than 12,000 victims of S21 will be inscribed on these black marble slabs that surround the stupa. That's where the controversy comes in. Yuk Chang is the director of the Documentation Center of Cambodia, the key organization researching the crimes of the Khmer Rouge. He says 80% of those killed at S21 were Khmer Rouge, only 20% fall strictly into the category of victim. He says listing every name mixes up victims, such as Im Sun Thi's husband, with perpetrators.
That's why I like the previous memorial. It is spiritual for all who die. But when you start to name and you start to inscript a name and you start to identify, then create questions.
Baron Joachim von Marschall is Germany's ambassador to Cambodia. His country funded the memorial. He understands the controversy over the names, but cautions that drawing the line between victims and perpetrators in such extreme situations is not always easy.
So I personally feel that it was a wise decision not to try to distinguish those who know about the past of victims here. They know to distinguish, I believe. And in the end, all those who were in this torture chamber perished in the same terrible, cruel way.
The memorial's message, never to forget what happened, is something everyone agrees on. Robert Carmichael for VOA News, Phnom Penh.